Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Billingham. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The DH, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Alan Ripley. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. LaFleur moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Remy for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a line drive towards first. Yastrzemski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. There goes Mankowski. The throw from Fisk to second, and Mankowski is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. LaFleur scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive towards third. Mankowski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp strikes out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-1 in the game. Corcoran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mankowski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Remy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burleson moves to third. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Corcoran. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Burleson scores. Rice moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 2, Red Sox, 2. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Remy, who tags Staub, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hobson moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Corcoran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mankowski hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. John Hiller now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Trammell moves to third. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Jack Broemer. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Bergmeier covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-3 in the game. Remy hits a pop-up into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields the ball and throws to Hiller covering. Safe. Yastrzemski scores. Fisk moves to third. It's Tigers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Corcoran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Stanley now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Corcoran. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Remy applying the tag. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Trammell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy pinch runs for Bob Bailey. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duffy. The throw from May and he is safe. Duffy steals second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 4 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10. With the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.